3 in 10 Americans still refusing to get the coronavirus jab. By Hannah Blow on September 17, 2022. The percentage of Americans who are refusing to get a vaccine for the Chinese coronavirus is remaining consistent, as nearly 3 in 10 have yet to receive a single jab for the virus, a poll from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey found that 28% have not received any coronavirus jab from any manufacturer, compared to 72% who said they have. What is more, 58% indicated that they are at least triple vaccinated. However, it appears that those who are unvaccinated will remain so, as 66% said they do to plan on getting any shots, followed by 16% who said they might and 9% who said they will in the future. The survey was taken September 10 to 13, 2022, among 1,500 U.S. citizens. The prevailing resistance against the jab follows federal health officials spreading vaccine misinformation, originally pitching the vaccine as a surefire way to protect oneself from the virus. President Biden himself is among those who touted vaccine misinformation, stating in July 2021 that you're not going to get COVID if you get the vaccine. Months later, in December 2021, Biden appealed to patriotism, asserting that vaccinated individuals do not spread the disease, another blatant falsehood. How about patriotism? How about you make sure you're vaccinated, so you do not spread the disease to anybody else? What about that? What's the big deal? He asked at the time. Months later, the quadruple vaccinated president contracted the virus. The efficacy of the jabs has remained subject to criticism, as federal health officials continue to promote additional shots, even floating the possibility of annual jabs as critics raise concerns about side effects, many of which they believe are being swept under the rug. Notably, the FDA last month announced that it amended the emergency use authorizations, EUAs, of Moderna's and Pfizer-BioNTech's coronavirus vaccines to authorize bivalent formulations of the vaccines for use as a single booster dose at least 2 months following primary or booster vaccination. However, the FDA gave the green light without clinical data, claiming that they did not have time. If it wasn't for people like me, they would want to mandate these new boosters that are coming out, which weren't even Fauci says we don't have time for a clinical trial. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R. said during a Thursday press conference. Okay, well, why should that be forced on anybody then? I mean, give me a break. They did 8 mice, and then they're gonna try to force you to take this? He added.